I'll call the July 24th Board of Fire Commissioners meeting to order. If anybody has a cell phone, they could turn it off or vibrate. And if anyone is recording, if they could please speak into the microphone, and if you wouldn't mind seeing if it's turned on. Green light should be on.
Amy Cates, I'm recording.
Barbara Trina Tessia, recording.
Thank you. Okay, and today in attendance is Commissioner Naylor and Commissioner Hadley, along with Fire Chief Olson. We're dealing with our minutes. I apologize, Tom. I did email them to your account, but this would be the minutes of June 12th. We're caught up on our minutes, I believe. So if there's any questions on them? Okay. Mr. Hadley?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of June 12th, 2014. Do I have a second?
I'll second them. Hadley, seconds.
Thank you. And as a reminder, to try and state your name for the transcriber. All those in favor? Aye.
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 That's unanimous. The minutes are approved. Are these minutes already up in a draft form, Chief? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
The audio's up there, though, I believe. And are all the other minutes that are we? Okay. 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 That'll be for you, Chief. And I'll send you the. I've got this electronically, so I'll send it to you, and you can get it on. Old business.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is Chief Olson, Kituit Fire, and ambulance. We have we did order the ambulance. I have a portfolio for you of the whole specs of the ambulance. Lieutenant Lee Sargent has been working very hard numerous hours already with the company that we're looking that we ordered from, which is Lifeline Emergency Vehicles through Specialty Vehicles Incorporated. The ambulance looks fantastic there. They came out with the number that we'd like to have seen, which was $236,080. We are slowly chipping away at that. Actually, it's going to be a little less than that, actually, because we're taking away some of the things that we feel that we don't really need. But it will be state-of-the-art ambulance. It's going to be right up there. And, again, appreciation to the district and to you folks for supporting this this effort on the ambulance. We have pictures of Coventry's, Western Coventry's, and I'm going to give this book to you so you can, you know, review it and stuff. But the ambulance is really, really nice. We've taken it for a ride already, the one that's very similar to ours. They are building it as we speak. It looks like October to November is looking like the date that we may receive it in Foxborough, in that area. So that would be just wonderful. So it's a little quick quicker than we anticipated, so they've moved right on. I'm just really excited about this. So.
Love to see a picture of it. What? A facsimile. Yeah.
We're not going to go with the black on top. That's the only thing.
Excuse me. We're not going to go on the black on top. It's going to be the red ambulance, though. We're going to match our fire trucks, which is white on top. We're going to stay traditional to what we have in Kituit. But what a fantastic ambulance, though. So I can't wait to receive
this. This is larger than what we presently have.
This is. This is what they call the mid. We have a not quite the smallest ambulance, but there's a van-type ambulance that is actually smaller than what we have now. Then comes our class ambulance, and then this is what they call a medium chassis ambulance. And then they have an ambulance like what COM has, which is a heavy, real big, heavy ambulance. Which I've talked to them about that because we were going back and forth. Should we get the larger one? They were saying, no, don't do it. Go with the mid because it definitely rides like a truck, the bigger ones. And this one rides very good for our patients in the back. So it's a really nice unit. It will have a very similar room that they have in the ambulance in the back, a little more headroom, but the configuration is going to be very similar to it. There's going to be just a couple of different changes in the back where it's going to be easier for the paramedics and the EMTs to work from. So we're really excited about this.
Quite a setup. Does it come with those horns on it?
Yes.
That's quite a setup.
Yes. Those are the blast horns, yes. Yes, yeah.
Do they go when you have your...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You have your siren on? Yeah, no, press it every once in a while in an intersection. They're on its own toggle switch. Yep.
Yep. You see those?
And you will exit the roadway when those go off. Yeah. Yeah, those are really nice. So it's very, very similar to what you see right there is what we were specking. There's some differences in maybe the flooring and stuff like that, but pretty much everything that you see there is what we're going to be getting.
And if the public would like to look at this.
Chief, I have a question.
Sure.
Commissioner Naylor. It's not going to be red and black, is it?
No, it's going to be the red and white.
And we're not having cardiac spikes?
No, we're not going to have the cardiac spikes. Okay. It's actually going to meet what our ambulance is right now. It's going to stay on that same... you know, the same type lettering. We're not going to have the gold leaf lettering. We may have, like, Kituit on the gold leaf, but it's not going to be gold leaf all the way through like we have now. That's very expensive gold leaf. It's very traditional. It's nice to have, but it's not a necessity. It's more of, you know, it's more of a show. And, you know, I've said to this group that our firefighters that, you know, we want to be practical. You know, this is the money that the district has given us, and we don't want to exceed that money, obviously. So we want to keep things down. And if we take away some of the gold leafing and not put it around the whole truck and put it maybe on the cab, we could save a large amount of money, actually. So I don't have quite the figures down. Lee has the figures down how much we're saving from it, but there is quite a difference on gold leafing.
Yeah. Well, certainly we appreciate concern and consideration about the little fussy thing.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be a great ambulance, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do is once we get that ambulance, have you folks come in. Maybe we can do a nice dedication to the ambulance. And, you know, and I think that would be a wonderful thing to do, and I'd love to have you folks present on that. And that should be October, November area. Be good.
Well, given what we're paying for,
we'll
come. We'll leave this here for anyone who would like to look at it after the meeting.
And thank you again for your support on that ambulance and to the district members.
Union negotiations, I guess I'll pick up on that. We've met a couple of times. The union negotiation team now, which comprises Commissioner Hadley and Prudential Commissioner Parks. We're prepared now to go to negotiations. It was agreed with the union that we would suspend until September. So we will start in September, and our schedule is to meet once more for a third and final time prior to commencing negotiations. So September and October are going to be very busy for us.
Yes.
And which leads me into, I think, I'm going to suggest to the board that we forego. Commissioner Hadley can't make the third, whatever, that was the 26th, and I've got two different things going on that I'm not going to be able to be here. So I'm going to, given how much we're going to be meeting in September, and I'll forego August meeting. That's okay with you guys. Yeah. Enjoy the last month of the summer.
Commissioner, I'll put...
always available, though, if we need a special meeting.
Okay. And I will put that out as a reminder to everyone. I mean, I'll put it out as an agenda that it's canceled.
Okay. Okay. Now, monthly activities.
Okay, for... Let's see here. For the month of June, June 1st to June 30th, we did quite a bit of runs, actually. There were 69 runs. We were actually a little less than 20 runs ahead of last year's. However, we have slowed down since. July was actually a slow month. The 4th of July, when the parade's here, we usually catch about 10 to 15 runs that day. It was canceled, so it showed it in our numbers. We dropped at least about 5 to 6 runs, actually. We had about 4 that day. So it was interesting. I was really surprised. So we are, I believe, on track from last year on the numbers. So we had, in the month of June, we had 38 EMS runs and 31 fire runs. And the fires, you know, motor vehicle accidents and stuff like that, we take a fire truck too, so that responds to that as well. But I do have a printout for you folks, and what I'd like to do is just have you folks look at this, and this is what through Firehouse software.
Thank you.
And what I'll do is prepare that report for you each month, and I certainly can get that to you in your box, and you guys can review. You folks can review the different runs that we have. With Firehouse software, I just wanted to mention with this report, activity reports, is that we could also do, I did another one, but it was to do with the journal. And the journal has everything that we do in the fire department. All the training that we do, all the department events that we do, and all the fire prevention activities. So that is more of a 36-page report if it's in a month or so. So that's a lot larger. These are just your fire and your EMS reports is what this is.
Just a question. I noticed that you've got most of them have man hours on it, yet some are zero.
Yeah, it depends on how that report was.
I think they're the same. I see. Okay, I got it. They're the same. There's a man hour for it, but...
If you look at the report, there's actually...
The same event.
When you place these people in or the actual call in, it has credits, it has hours, and it has like overtime rates or whatever. You can put in whatever it is. It doesn't automatically do that. So if you're 2 hours, you can put 2 hours in. And that's we don't use it to do the payroll. We could eventually put this in and use it as a payroll. So whoever comes in, it automatically generates it. We do have that capability in Firehouse software. That's something maybe we can look down in the future so that we're not doing...
I see it's sort of like a double entry, 1-0 and 1.
Yeah, the zero is for the credits because there is no reason for what credits...
I got you. Yeah.
They put credits there. Just if you were giving your firefighters credits to come in for the call, hey, you got 80 credits this month because you came in 80 hours of credits. And, some departments will take that in consideration of promotional lists. Fire Commissioner Hadley, you came in 80 times. Fire Commissioner Nail, you came in 50 times. So, you came in a lot more. What's going, So they can utilize it. you can utilize that, you know. So,
but
we don't do that right now in that respect. But we could in the future. You know, this Firehouse software is very powerful. We could use it for a lot of things. We're using it for fire prevention. We're using it for journal. And that journal is your everyday. Every single time someone's working, someone's out on sick, someone's whatever, it's on there.
So I'm sure we're probably using 20% of it,
yes.
Like most software.
Yes.
Speaking of, how are we doing personnel-wise?
We had all of our people back. Now we have one out on leave until further notice. That's what I have. So one of our full-time members is out on furlough. One of our call members is out on leave too as well.
And any idea how long? No,
it just said until further notice. So we're looking into that now, and we're gonna talk to the folks that are involved,
okay.
And we're gonna move forward with that. But so we have every our staff is down one person, a full-time staff.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, cuts into
yep.
a lot of the overtime.
Yep. Any more questions? Yes, sir. Yeah. We can have this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is yours. I'll make three copies next time for each one of you, so you can have.
Interesting.
The ComStar report you have in front of you, fire commissioners. Those are the two sheets that we get from ComStar. Once again, if you look at, there was no write-offs on that particular month. That was last month. We had no write-offs, meaning no one was written off. Everybody paid what they owed. And as you know, that ComStar is our billing agency that goes in and sends out bills to the insurance company. The insurance company pays so much, and we charge so much. So we need to think about either bumping up our rates, because we could bump our rates up. We are one of the lowest
rates. Didn't we bump our rates?
Yeah, but we're still the lowest. I was looking around, and we are very low. We did bump our rates up, I think 2010, I believe it was. 2010, we bumped our rates up.
We
need to bump our rates up a little more.
Didn't we just do it a couple
months
ago?
But it's not, we're not in line like we should be, you know. I mean, we are still down. I mean, if we can, we'll keep it there, that's fine. I mean, but we're still down.
No.
Yeah.
Let's get that together for next meeting.
Okay.
I was under the impression.
I thought so, too.
We went to some limit, which I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. We sent that in, but as I was looking at, I gathered all the information from other departments, and we are still one of the lowest,
okay.
Yeah. We didn't bump it up to what we were hoping.
We at least in the middle.
Okay.
At a minimum.
All right. I'll put us in there, and then I'll bring that figure to you folks with the paperwork.
I think it might be a time to take a moment for particularly Mr. Hadley, who this may be new to, as to how this works. And often takes me to refresh mine. But and, Chief, I'd like you to pipe in. I see what we've got is total transports, total charges, total allowable, total collected, and percentage collected for that month. What's the difference between total charges and total allowable? Do you know?
The total allowable is what is allowed by Medicare and the insurance. And the total charges is what we ask for the total charges. So there's a discrepancy there. So that's why I said we could bump that up quite a bit. There is a max number that we are allowed to charge. You know, and we've never gone after any of the district members that could not afford to do such. You know, we've been very, you folks have been very good like that. So we just, those are our write-offs. Those, yeah.
So what happens here? Is that this is what we charge out. This is what insurance will pay if you have insurance. And this is what we've collected. And if I'm correct in my memory, which is getting shakier and shakier, I think we average around 70% of collections over allowed. And
yeah, I believe it's 71% we are.
So,
yep,
well,
you're
that's
right.
Where we are now, but it's always somewhere between 67 and 72%.
Exactly.
And it just seems that over a long period of time, that's where it ends up. And so that's obviously the number. And we do not pursue people. We have a process which perhaps at some point we should bring back before the board. How about when we do a vote on this, we do a review of our process, Chief?
Yes.
And I say our process. We tell Comstar.
Yep, it is Comstar. Yep. Yes, sir.
How we want them to handle it, and they do it. And I think we send out two letters and then an attempt to collect. They have some pretty harsh collection letters. We don't let them send those out. And we have a hardship a letter that I think is perhaps the third one. But it'd be nice to, for us to review that. I think it's appropriate. It's been a while.
Yes, I'll... On an average, On an average, I'm just looking at it here in May and June. On an average, our basic, I wouldn't say basic, but our IV therapy, which is an ALS situation, is an ALS basic ALS skills that we do is roughly around $800 to $1,000, and that's just starting an IV, oxygen therapy. And transport. That's part of the $18.42 that we charge for transporting somebody per mile. So, and our basic calls are roughly $500 or so, $500 to $600, depending on what you use. You know, what we use in the ambulance, we charge for, and it's allowed that each one of those items, like IV access, is. Say $200-$300 or whatever it is, whatever they charge, and who are they? Is the insurance companies? They set the rates. This is what it is. You put someone on oxygen, it's $50 charge. $18.42 is what it costs per mile. So we collect the miles, we multiply that by 18, and that's what we get for that fee. So everything is in a fee structure, and Comstar sets that fee structure. Which is our, Comstar's a billing, our insurance company, and Medicare sets that. And then the Comstar bills appropriately to the insurance person, the company that the people have, the insurance company. So we certainly could go up higher. I mean,
would we collect more?
I don't know. I don't know if we would collect. We would collect, yes. We would collect more. The insurance company will be, because we're still under that allowable.
Okay.
If we go to that maximum allowable, that's like almost 200, 150 to so much percent higher than it is. We are very decent to what we charge versus what other departments charge. And I'm saying there's some other departments that are very comparable to us too as well, but most of them charge a higher rate, a higher allowable rate is what I'm saying. So we can do that, and that's something for us to think about. Will we collect more? The question was, yes, we will. Maybe not the write-offs, but certainly the allowable insurance rate, we'll get that, because that comes right out of the insurance.
I'm wondering, and I'm really wondering out loud, if there's anything on the other side of that, if you go too high for people who might call,
They won't call. That's the only other problem, is they won't call us, you know. And that's the only, I guess that's the only conundrum that you really got to think about. That's something that hopefully they will call us, and hopefully it's not all about the money, but if they don't have it, you know, there's people already that are asking us that question already. Well, how much you charge? And well, it doesn't matter. We're going to come and you know, come to your house and take care of it. Some people do not have the insurance that other people have. So
you have to be very careful.
Yes. And I think if we move up a little higher, not, you know, let me get the numbers for you folks, and then we can decide on where we need to be. You know, and that would be good.
Everybody plays taxes, well, not everybody, but property owners all paid taxes to the district, so you don't want those people not calling, or anybody for that matter.
Right. Okay. And remember, years ago, we never charged for this, you
what
know?
Was that?
Years ago, we never charged for an ambulance run.
Yeah.
So this is something new. You know, it's been new for quite a long time, but since the early 90s and 2000s. But,
okay.
Well, when I first started in 87, we weren't charging. We weren't charging at all, so.
Well, this next meeting in September, let's focus on this a little bit. The next is shift changes. Have those been implemented?
They have been implemented. We put them out June 13th, 2014. And it's we had two shift changes. I had two firefighters request to change, and so we did. And we just flopped those two, and it seemed to have worked out fine. There were two paramedics, so it worked out. Yeah. It worked out well. And they have been implemented. 7/14 and 7/18 is when they started on their new shifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I notice you have the HVAC system down here. Are we having issues?
Yes. It's probably time to really focus on this HVAC system. The roof we had focused on, and it looks good. We looked at it. We did a little bit of survey. It looks like there's no leaks, which is good, and it's fine. So my whole thought process was to really focus in this year, focus in on the HVAC. It is leaking, if you will. The way the system is working now is amazing because there's a lot of water that it draws, and there's nowhere, and it drips in a room that we shouldn't be. I have a garbage pail underneath it. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It freezes up quite a bit. We have to shut it down to get de-ice it, if you will, and then it works great for about a half a month, and then it freezes up again. We are concerned about it. We are watching it. The lieutenants were ordered to pay attention to where it's set and leave it alone. You know, govern our firefighters. Don't turn it up. You know, and don't turn it down. Just leave it the way it is. Yeah. Close the windows, you know. So we've been policing a lot of different activities in the fire department about this. So the system is rather old. It's been there quite a bit, probably since the 90s at least, right? 1990s, I think it was when it was done over. I think it was 94, I believe it was.
Were you on that? Tom, were you on that committee?
And the thing is that it's really when it defrosts, it doesn't go anywhere. That was before you could have a pump to pump out your condensation. So there's no place for it to go. The pans that they have are too small, and they're overflow, and they're supposed to evaporate, and it doesn't because there's so much of it. I think the system is taxed, is what it is, and it needs to be revamped. You know, we had called Robies in, a couple other companies that came in and said, yeah, this system is very old. It just needs to be just upgraded or replaced, one of the two.
So curious, on the condensation, couldn't you get like one of those little
pumps.
Pumps, Mr. Matt, whatever they call that.
Yeah.
Blue Giant, I think.
Right.
I have one of those in my basement.
Right, right, yeah. You can. You can. You could retrofit.
At least, I mean, at least.
For the meantime, yeah. You could retrofit the pump, and we'll look into that as well.
It's $100.
But I'd like the permission of this board to just get some numbers. How much it would cost to do that, as well as to, put a new system in.
Well, I don't think you need to ask permission of the board to do that. You need to ask permission of the board to spend money.
Yeah. Okay. I will bring.
If you would like to bring it forward, that would be fine.
Okay. I will let the board know that I will bring it forward and get the numbers for you.
Okay. And that's all I have.
All right. Okay. There's no executive session. No warrants. I hear a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. The meeting's adjourned at 1:30.